Democracy, a word that used to stir powerful and whirling feelings, a word that used to be so controversial to even utter, a word that, today, is often overlooked and undervalued. Why? Why is this once unfathomable idea now taken for granted? This is because people are often overlooked and undervalued. People are often taken for granted, when in truth, people are the greatest attribute of a democracy. When did democracy begin to surface in the development of America? Was it during the colonial period, when settlers sought religious freedom? Was it when the grievances of men against the crown were listed in the Declaration of Independence? Was it when the United States Constitution was drafted in the midst of the American Revolution, or rather, once it was ratified? The defining moment where America became a democracy is hotly debated. However, there is a common thread between all these moments. That thread is the people. In all of these instances, people wanted more. More religious freedom, more self-government, more liberty. With grit and determination, the people in these moments succeeded. This is especially demonstrated in the fight for independence in the American Revolution. Initially, the people of the 13 colonies were greatly underestimated. The British were, at the time, the world's elite fighting force. They were well-paid, well-fed, well-equipped, and great in number. In contrast, the Continental Army was just gaining its footing. All odds were against them, and the logical assumption was that the colonists would lose. They did not. They prevailed, they succeeded, and they won. After winning independence, the structure of democracy soon followed. The determination for independence was in those men. Really, democracy was in the people from the start. Democracy directly involves the people. It is a type of government that incorporates the concept of popular sovereignty, when government choices are based on the consent of the people. The consent of the people is shown through the citizens' political participation. Citizens have the right to be involved in the political process. This includes things such as the right to vote and the right to express political opinions without fear of retribution. The ability to actively participate enables people to shape the direction of the government. In Abraham Lincoln's words, "By the people, for the people." These words greatly embody the defining principle of democracy. People contributed to democracy then, and people are contributing to democracy now. Every choice and decision that is made in our government starts with the people, all from different walks of life. Every person who votes and voices their opinion is shining light on a new perspective. Even if a person does not hold an official government position, they still hold power. Citizens elect government officials that they believe will uphold their rights, and if they don't, officials are held accountable. Everyone has a say. People are the greatest attribute of a democracy because their active participation is fundamental to the direction and success of the government. Their involvement ensures that the government will be held accountable and be mindful of the mission it was originally established for, to serve the people.